I know. See, that's really a difficult situation because you're a teacher. This is a school. There has to be a definitive yes and no. There's got to be a line somewhere. Yeah, with language, you understood. You said you got the idea of what he's trying to say. Mm-hmm.
That's like the important part.
Yeah, the communication was there. Yet the efficiency in the communication wasn't there, which leads me to think: how important is that efficiency? I still got the idea. I kind of always say, like, I always say to the kids, like, this is one of the questions in the communications. One of the communication sheets is like, do you, especially for 18 years, do you speak English? Yes, I do. I always, do you speak English? If they say no, I don't, I say, do you speak English? Until they say yes, I do. Because what they're doing is they're speaking English to me. You are speaking English. You have a basic knowledge of English. It's important, like, you've got to say, you are an English speaker. And to penalize them on that is very tough to do. You can't do it with a straight face. You can't do it with a smile on your face. It's just a sad thing. Because essentially, like, an analogy for English education in Japan, or any type of education, but the way I see is that, if I can explain it to the kids, that you're like a cake. You're getting the grammar, which is like the flour and the eggs, and you're being made into this grandiose cake one day. Fluency means that you have all the extras, like the strawberries and the whipped cream on top. I like to say to the kids, like, you're that basic cake. You're still delicious, you know, you're still a cake. You know, you're still English speaker, but, you know, you've got to fix here and there. You've got to fix your pronunciation. You've got to fix your efficiency. You've got to learn a bit more vocab. So, you know, every little bit that you add to your English, maybe it's a bit of a strawberry here, or, you know, but you're still that basic cake, aren't you? And the kids kind of understand it, like, oh, yeah, you know, I've just got to refine it a bit, you know, I've got to add to the topping, because that's all they're doing. We give them the ingredients to make the cake, they just need to add the toppings, which is refinement. And that type of analogy makes you think, it brings a student out of their own self-consciousness to look at them. Oh, yeah. It's kind of hard, like, which is kind of productive, like when you said you have to kind of, because they're communicating, yet they don't have that topping. That's what I'm trying to get at. You know, like, that cake is still being presented to you, but they don't have the, you know, the full topping range. And it's hard to penalize them, because if you penalize them, they're going to withdraw. They're going to go right back into themselves.